boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Man, I think someone hates me. I mean, it's possible. Every single day there's somebody that doesn't like you, right? Whether it's a coworker, sibling.
Can't win them all.
Right, exactly. But I never thought it would be the construction dudes in my area.
That hate you?
Mm-hmm. I think they're out to get me.
Okay, well, that feels dramatic. What did you do to them?
Well, I've been thinking this for a while, and then I'm like, maybe I'm being dramatic. And then I like kind of let it go. And then I have another day where I'm like, no, I really do think they hate me. And here's one of those days where I'm like, I do think they hate me. It's that they're starting to work so damn early. And it's fine, whatever. I get that they need to start early, but they start with the loud stuff. Before 6 a.m. And it's like, na 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 na. And I'm trying to sleep. It's 5:55 a.m. and it's like 5:50 in the morning. It's like, na 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 na. And I'm like, is the world ending? What's happening right now?
I have questions.
And it's right outside my window.
Okay. Do you ever look out to see what they're doing?
Yeah.
What
don't ask me what construction
machinery it is. No, I know you're not going to know what kind of machinery it is. And that doesn't even matter. I want to know what they're looking at. Are they doing it and they're like doing their job, like really paying attention? Mm-hmm. Or are they looking in your window like, how do you like that?
The first day where I really was like, okay, do they hate me? It was a dude, and I wish I knew what the machinery was called. He was on like a thingy majigger that was breaking up the road.
Like a jackhammer.
Yes, it was like that. And it was, I kid you not, it was directly across from the bedroom window. Mm-hmm. And I swear he was looking right at me. And I was like, you hate me. You hate me. Yeah, I know you do. You want to keep going? I think that road is broken up pretty well. You don't need to keep going.
Honestly, I would be the same way. If I had to be up at 5 a.m. jackhamming my life away, I probably would do it next to everybody's
bedroom. Like, if I have to do this, everyone's going to have to deal with this.
If I got to be up this early, you all get to suffer with me. Honestly, period. I love him, whoever he is.
Let me kiss that man.
You go off, sir. Have a great day.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Girls, I'm scared.
Why?
What the girls are asking on TikTok, I feel like could end your relationship. It could hurt your feelings. I have seen, now it took me like 8 different videos to understand what the heck these girls are talking about, but I kept scrolling and seeing girls post a video with the caption, girls, do yourself a favor and ask if your boyfriend likes half up, half down hairstyles. So immediately I was like, oh my God, there's some lore here. Like what's the secret with the half up, half down hairstyle that I'm not included in? Cause I love a half up, half down.
I think I look the cutest personally with a half up, half down.
See, and that's what a lot of the comments were. Girls being like, oh my God, that's like one of my go-tos. What are you talking about? What do we not know that the boys are chatting about?
I've heard a lot of guys say that they think, like a lot of guys that I know think girls look the sexiest with like a bun.
A messy bun.
Yeah. And I'm like, I look so stupid. Please don't tell me I look cute like that.
It's like minimal effort. So after further research, it seems pretty split 50-50 where guys either love the half up, half down. They think it's cute. They think it's classy, blah, blah, blah. Or they really hate it.
Why?
I don't know. I saw one girl comment saying that her man calls it the tiny bun with the mullet in the back.
Oh, now I want to know. Keep going.
See, that's what I'm saying is like now, I guess I never think to ask my boyfriend, what do you think of my hair like this? Because honestly, I just expect him to like it. So to have the thought in my mind of being like, what do you think about, how do I look with this half up, half down?
Do you know what your boyfriend likes?
No, that's what I'm saying. I just expect him to like your hair.
Didn't he like your hair up? Didn't he tell you he likes your hair up? No.
No, when I wear a headband.
That's what I said.
Which is the stupidest thing. It's nice, but it's just dumb.
You're like, it makes my forehead look so big.
Mega mind. Seriously.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and
Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So it's kind of a big deal today because it's International Cat Day.
Yes! Oh my God. Guess why that?
I don't know. Some cats are feisty. I don't know. I picked it all.
Okay.
Oh, but it's International Cat Day. So, of course, I'm going to give you a cat story.
It would be wrong if you didn't.
Disrespectful honestly, is a good yeah, word to put it. Coming up in less than 3 minutes. But I wanted to tell you a fun fact I just learned. This news just came out recently. Researchers said that they just discovered that cats can experience grief. So if your cat at home has another cat friend, like maybe you have two cats or maybe you have a dog.
Don't you dare I do.
And let's say one passes.
No, that's horrible.
Which it does happen. It's the circle of life, okay?
Yeah.
Your cat does experience grief.
Okay.
I know it's not a fun fact, but it's a fact, and now you know.
I believe you sold it as a fun fact. Number two, that makes me really sad to think about. Number three, that makes me really annoyed because they can grieve each other, but if I die, the first thing they do is eat my face off. Good fact, Destiny. Good fact.
You're not wrong there, because I really do. I do think they are out to kill us. I really do.
That is proven. If you die, your cat's going to eat you before you probably even die.
You know what? This is a messed up world.
Happy Cat Day.
This is a messed up world we're living in. Well, I don't even know why we do a cat story. Do you even want to do one now?
Oh, yeah. You got to make up for that.
Okay, coming up less than 3 minutes.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Of course. We got to do this because it is International Cat Day.
I am so excited about it, honestly.
Well, why not? Let's shout out. What are your cats' names?
Oh, shout out to my kids. Romeo to Luce. Mommy's going to Target after work. See what I can find you to bring home tonight.
That is so funny. Shout out to Luna and Mochi. Maybe I'll go to Target too. I don't know.
In all
They've
the
been really
kitties.
Bad lately.
Oh, but not you can't say that on the day.
Oh, sorry. It's International Cat Day, and I wanted to get you a cat story. So the world's weirdest film festival is back, and that is the Cat Video Fest. Cat Video Fest, and it's back, and it's touring the U.S., Canada, Australia.
Okay, this is the first time I'm hearing of this.
Well, yeah. It's got over an hour's worth of curated cat videos for you to enjoy.
Oh, sign me up.
Cat Video Fest showcases hand-picked reel of the best cat videos pulled from public submissions from all over the world.
God dang it, I should have submitted my cats. Hey,
don't worry, this happens every year, so you could do this for next year.
Noted. They were born to be stars.
Romeo to Luce, mommy's going to submit you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the best part of all this, too, is that the event raises money for cat charities, animal welfare organizations, and also shelters as well. So not only do you get to watch cat videos, but you're also doing good as well.
I love it.
So since 2019, they have raised over $150,000 doing this.
That is so cool.
Now, this year, it is a 73-minute long reel consisting of videos of cats doing all sorts of different things. You're going to see grumpy cats, feisty cats, musically talented cats.
Stop it.
And even a kitty climbing the wall whilst Spider Pig from the Simpsons movie plays in the background. Spider Pig.
Oh, creative. Okay.
Now, you're kind of, I don't know if you were wondering, but I was kind of wondering like, okay, well, you said that there's like all these videos that are submitted throughout the year and then you make a Cat Fest videos like thing about it. Who goes through all these videos? That's kind of what I want to know.
I want that job.
Well, you might have to murder somebody and that would be a gentleman named what?
You're just telling me who I should put a hit on?
Will Braden, you should murder him because he chooses all the videos every year that should go into the Cat Video Fest. Mm-hmm. And he watches over 15,000 videos. And then from there, he picks 200 that should go into the reel and then creates it.
I'd do it. I'd do it for free, honestly.
Would you really?
No, but.
So yeah, he says it takes him an entire year to do it. He said it's a full-time job to do it. Now, if you're wondering where you can enjoy Cat Video Fest.
Yeah, I kind of want to know.
Please see the theater near you, which is in Iowa City.
Stop it.
It's happening this weekend.
Shut up. Like Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday and Monday. So on Saturday at 1 p.m. and then on Monday at 7 p.m. you can enjoy Cat Video Fest at Chauncey Theater and the Ped Mall.
No way.
You can enjoy the Cat Video Fest.
Can I bring my cats?
I didn't look into that, but I'm going to assume
I'll sneak them in like I do, like, milk duds, you know?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Just looking outside, I feel sick.
Why?
I've got the fall fever.
Yeah!
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Yeah!
It looks nice.
Welcome. I've been waiting for you.
Dude, I don't know what's wrong with me, but like it looks like there's a nice crisp breeze out there. Mm-hmm. I had to talk myself out of wearing a sweater today. Mm-hmm. And then get this. Hold on to your pants. I'm not kidding. In my family group chat, approximately 2 hours ago, my sister sent a photo that could only be described as a pumpkin cream cold brew.
That she made at home, right?
No.
Where'd she get it?
You know where she got it.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's funny you say that because I'm, you know me, girl's obsessed with her copies and her PSLs. I'm in some groups on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls who posted in the group on Facebook said she got like an email saying that she has exclusive early access.
Stop it.
To a PSL.
I'm sorry. I'm logging onto all my apps right now and seeing if I got that.
But will you shut up?
Oh, sorry.
It was only in the UK.
Oh.
Dang you, UK!
Yeah.
Why do they think us Americans don't like PSLs? I thought we were the most basic people we've ever met.
Well, here's the thing. She was like, I don't think that they're necessarily on the menu yet.
She made it.
But she asked them, hey, do me a solid.
She go underneath the table with a 20? Because I will go underneath the table with a 50.
I also am kind of convinced she's a witch, so she may have cast a spell on them. So I don't know what happened there. But I'm just saying, if you have the guts to go up and be like, listen, I am begging you for a pumpkin coffee. They might do it. I don't know. Don't hold me to it.
Or they might just be like, ma'am, it's August 8th.
Yeah, get real.
Calm down.
Go put on some jorts, find a pool, and finish out the summer, please.
But let's hope they don't do that.
Oh, well, maybe not.
I might start calling around and seeing who's got PSLs.
Good luck. Let us know. What is that one sound that you cannot stand to hear? Call us at 319-200-1029. 9487 did text us and said, people chewing, especially with their mouths open.
Oh my God, I did hear that today.
Did you really? Was it me?
No. I will say it was a coworker. I had to go into their office and they were like,
oh,
On gum. And I went into their office, so I was like, I can't say anything because it's their office. But I was like, I got to get out of here.
I get it.
I'm getting queasy.
I have something kind of like that drives me nuts that I can't stand to listen to. And I really noticed it last night. I'm watching Love Island UK now. I finished US. I'm now moving on to UK. And in that show, there's a lot of kissing and making out. Okay.
Don't tell me it's sloppy.
Dude, I just don't like the sound of kissing in general. Now, these people on this show are mic'd up and their little microphones are like a necklace that they wear. So it's close to their mouth. Of course, it's going to be loud. But it is so disturbing to me having to listen to people kiss.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just like,
is
gross.
It like sloppy or is it just the that bothers you?
It's both.
You?
It's the.
Oh, okay.
It's the sloppy and it's also like the. like, what do you call that? Like suction noise. Oh, I almost shut the TV off.
Did you really?
I swear to God, it is the grossest thing. And now, whenever I go in for a kiss, I'm like, I must be silent.
What do you do with your lips? Tuck them in?
I might on accident. For some people, it's nails on a chalkboard. Other people may say chewing with their mouth open. For me, it's kissing violently. We want to know what sound can you not stand. You can call us at 319-200-1029. Jared, what's that for you?
When your knife scrapes the dinner plate.
Or like your fork?
Yeah, or your knife when you cut like steak or something.
Interesting. Mm. I know. I think one of my siblings is like that. Kelly, what about you?
Oh my God. I absolutely hate it when people scrape their teeth on like their fork or their spoon.
I think I would leave the dinner table.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. Mine is also in the kitchen as well. I've never had to deal with this until moving into my place now. I guess I've never had like bougie appliances before. Okay. And now I do. But obviously, like if you, you know, when you have your laundry and stuff, you know, when the laundry's done, it dings at you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I guess apparently so does the refrigerator. I've never, ever had a refrigerator ding at me before.
Oh, when you leave it open?
Ever. I didn't know this was a thing until literally, what, 4 months ago when I moved into this new place. It drives me nuts. Oh my God, shut up.
Wait, okay, so it's like an alert that you left it open.
It's telling me I left it open, which I get. Thank you, I appreciate you. But when I'm putting in the groceries in there, could you just shut up, please?
Isn't it like my fridge doesn't do it. My sister, when I lived with hers did it. And it was the cutest, like, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
No, mine's so annoying.
What is it? What does it sound like?
It's like really annoying. It's so annoying.
Do it again.
It's so annoying, and it literally doesn't even yours probably gives you what, 3 minutes? Mine gives you 2 seconds to be in the fridge. I swear to God, I can only be in the fridge for 2 seconds, and it goes like you can't even look in the fridge, and for 2 seconds before it goes.
No, that would make me feel really bad about myself.
See,
because it's like stop snacking.
That's what I'm thinking. It's fat shaming me. I'm being dead serious. I think it's fat shaming me.
I think you need to write a letter to the company.
Wait, I got another one to add.
Okay.
It's when you hear your significant other plopping down on the couch before you, and you're like, dang it, that means they're gonna get the remote, which means they're gonna pick the show. Dang it.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking mm-hmm. about. I hate that sound.
Or that you already heard the dun, which means the dun, they're picking what they want and you're not going to get what you want and crap.
No. Yeah. That's really
That's upsetting. Another sound I cannot stand to hear.
We want to know what that sound is for you at 319-200-1029. Austin, what about you?
When something's rattling on a car trip, so I'm stuck and I can't figure out what's rattling, and it drives me nuts.
I hate that. And you know what? That always happens in my boyfriend's car. He's always got some rogue Stanley Cup or Yeti with a glass straw, and I'm like, where is it? You're going to make me crazy.
Can you tell it's like a Stanley or a Yeti, or do you just think something's wrong?
It's like, I don't even know how to like... Oh. It like vibrates when you're driving, uh-huh. You know, and you're like, where is it coming from? I'm going to lose my mind.
I just have a sound in my car and I'm like,
oh, no, that's just your car.
Well, let's hope that one doesn't do it. And that will like that's not the one that breaks the car.
It's like the one nut and bolt that's just barely holding on.
Let's just hope that's a sound that just is a new one.
I wouldn't like the sound of that very much.
What sound can you not stand to hear? We would love to hear from you at 319-200-1029.
Feels good to get some anger out.
Yeah.
Sort of. we're talking about those sounds that you cannot stand to listen to. Probably because it annoys you, it makes you angry, it grosses you out. Whatever it may be, you can still call us at 319-200-1029. What about you?
My coworker's voice.
Oh no.
Tell me you don't sit right next to them.
No, we wear headsets at work, and I turn mine off the second they start talking.
It's a bit unfortunate because that's probably a large portion of this anonymous man's day.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody has that one day where you're just like, yeah, that one coworker that's just driving you nuts.
Scratches my ears in a way that I don't like. Dawn, what about you?
People clearing their teeth, like doing that, like sucking the stuff out of between their teeth.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I do. Do I want to hear it?
Oh, no. You guys can do it to each other.
You're like, save yourself. Don't ask me to do it.
It's not cute. I'll tell you that.
I thought she was going to say clearing your throat, which is one of the things I struggle with sometimes.
I am like that with the sniffles. I know that I'm so guilty of like constantly sniffling, and I know that drives people nuts probably. Mm-hmm. They're like, get a Kleenex. Stop it. Eric, what sound can you not stand?
When your kids are scratching their teeth over top of silverware.
Oh.
So like you can see them biting on it as they're pulling the full amount of food off you. It's like,
I don't like that.
Can't do it. I just hand them plastic silverware then. I'm like, here.
I feel it in my teeth when he's just saying that. And it also makes me think about when people bite wooden popsicle sticks.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, the sound or watching it. Ugh, it makes me like sick thinking about it. Can't stand it.
I don't know if I know that sound.
Don't try it on your own. Morgan, what sound can you not stand?
When my dogs lick themselves, their paws and stuff.
Thank you.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. How could I forget about that sound? It is the worst.
Oh, I can hear it over anything. Mm-hmm. There could be 50 things going on, and I will hear that noise, and it has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Your TV could be at volume 100. They could be three rooms down in your house, and you can hear it. It is the worst sound in the world.
Absolutely. So gross.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever think to yourself, when is it my turn to have a glow up?
Oh my God. Every single day.
Okay,
It's not about me. It's about whatever you're going to say.
It could be about you. For some reason, it's all over my For You page right now. Is girls being like, oh my God. I'm like, I really want to glow up in 2024. Mm-hmm. I want to hit that. But I don't really know how. And the advice that I'm seeing so many people give seems really simple when you think about it. And that is to find your celebrity lookalike.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been seeing this on TikTok. The thing is I don't think I have a celebrity lookalike because I'm so ugly.
Oh, my God. Step one is confidence.
Here's the thing is that what I've been seeing on the TikTok is that people were doing like a filter to figure out which celebrity they look like.
I did that earlier today.
I got Ed Sheeran.
I got Kanye West.
All right, I thought I had it bad. Nope, you have it worse.
That's the problem is like finding your celebrity lookalike, because then from there it's easy. They have all the money to hire the professionals, the stylists, the people that know what looks good with their skin tone, their eye colors, whatever. And then you could just copy that because you're like, oh, I kind of look like that.
Yeah, just look up Google images of them and then just start copying their fashion and their like makeup and all that.
Exactly. But how do you figure out who you look like? Not the TikTok filter, I'll tell you that.
Nope. I thought I had it bad. You had it worse.
I did. I really did.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Now you promised me secrets. Secrets.
I am bursting at the seams over here.
Okay. I cheated on Neighbor Man.
I am speechless.
With another man. Because I had a makeout session. But it wasn't just any man. It was a cat.
All right. Man, what kind of jealousy tactic is this?
Okay, I got to tell you this. I adopted a new cat, Mochi. And he's got this weird habit that he really loves around 7 a.m. to crawl up onto the bed, get right on top of my chest, and make out with me. While I'm sleeping. So, you know, I'm half awake and I don't know what's happening. And I think it's neighbor man. And no, it's my cat. And I'm like, what's going on? What? Oh, my God, it's my cat. And then I'm like, please get away from me. And then he moves on and proceeds to go to neighbor man. His cat.
What?
Will not leave us alone and wants to make out with us. It is the weirdest thing. I don't know how to get it to stop.
No, I don't even know what to say to him. You need to get him a girlfriend.
I do. I have Luna, but she hates him.
Well, you need to get him a girlfriend he actually likes.
It's International Cat Day, and I told you that my cat loves to try to basically make out with me every morning at 7 a.m., which apparently I'm not the only one, because Kate just told us that her cat does the exact same thing. I just thought my cat was a weirdo.
I still think it's a little strange.
Does your cat not do it?
My cats don't. It's very few and far between that they ever lick. That feels like a dog thing to me.
Oh.
I don't know. My cats do weird stuff, especially like I'll wake up and they'll be like in my face, like sniffing me. And I'm like, why are you sniffing me?
Oh, I think they're getting ready to eat you.
That's what I always
not
think.
Telling you.
I open my eyes because I feel whiskers on my forehead. Uh-huh. I'm like, what's going on? And I look at my cat to loosen the eyes. And I'm like, oh my God, she was seeing if I was breathing. If it was time to feast.
That's what I'm thinking. She was like, wait a minute. Is she alive? I think it's time to eat. Dang it, she's alive.
I think so, too. She purposely tickles me with her little whiskers. And if I move, she knows she can't do it.
She's just waiting for that day you don't open those eyes.
I am scared of that day.
Love my cat. Cats, right?
Somebody's However, got a favorite.
However, I do have a little bit of beef with the boyfriend. And I'm sure you're going to relate to this, too. Because I get so angry with the way that he just looks at the cats. Because the way that he looks at Luna, he doesn't look at me like that.
Oh, no.
Like, the way he looks at Luna, you can just tell that man is in love with her.
Mm.
But the way he looks at me, I can tell he loves me, but he's...
Not like that.
Not like that. Mm-hmm. And I get so angry. I'm like, she's a cat. I mean, I get it. She's a cat. But still.
I guess.
Does your boyfriend do that?
I guess I don't notice him. He probably does look at my cats lovingly. But he spoils the crap out of our girl cat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes the way that he speaks to her that I'm like, do I need to be jealous? Because, like, okay, when I get home, it's always like, hey, babe. And I'm like, hey, how's your day? Whatever. Yeah. But when Toulouse comes out of the bedroom to come hang out with us in the living room, it's, hi, Tattoo, you sweet girl.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, where's that energy for me?
You don't say that when I come out of the bedroom.
He calls her princess. like, all the things.
He doesn't call you that.
No. Well, I would probably puke if I heard that. Honestly, that's gross. But I'm like, what? I don't think we're on the same level, me and the cat.
I get so jealous sometimes that I want to be like, hold my beer. I'm going to have to do something to her. I'm just kidding.
Grab my earrings.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
One more time. I just got to hear it. What kind of pizza are you having tonight?
Hot honey pizza.
So it's honey, hot honey.
Spicy honey. It's pepperonis and some ricotta cheese.
Not the ricotta.
Along with, you know, the regular shredded mozzarella.
Not the regular.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to pop that daddy in the oven.
Daddy in the oven.
Dude, that's how I feel. Okay, I'm so excited about it.
I'm just going to say right there, that's America.
I think technically it's Italian.
It's Italian. It's she's right. I just wanted to play that button.
Whatever.
I've been waiting all day.
Okay.
All day I've been waiting.
Yep.
Anyways, this sounds incredible, and she's not going to bring me any leftovers tomorrow.
No, but I'll bring myself leftovers for lunch.
I knew it.
I'll let you sniff it. How about that?
That's weird. You're going to come up to me at my desk and go, here you go, sniff it.
Yeah, smell this.
And then walk away.
I bet you wish you could.
You're
That's
weird.
That's all.
Okay. Anyways, well, tonight's trivia question is about pizza. What percentage of restaurants in the United States serve pizza? What is it?
This is insane. Mm-hmm. This is insane. And I cannot wait to read the guesses. You can text them to us at 319-200-1029.
I'm just trying to think of all the restaurants I go into town. How many of those serve pizza? And then try to think of an average percentage.
Well, yeah, because you got the pizza places, right? Yeah. Like the chains and all, even your like local pizza joints. Yeah. Then you got places that just have it on the menu.
Right.
It's a lot of places, potentially.
What percentage of restaurants in the United States serve pizza? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
Before we get into pizza trivia, last week we did Olympic trivia.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you a quick update. Is that the whole reason we had to do that was because Isaac from our brother station 1600 ESPN was very upset with me because I didn't know who Spencer Lee was. He came busting in the door literally 2 seconds ago and was like, Spencer Lee's wrestling at 4:30 in the morning. I expect you to watch the match. Dude, no, I'm going to be sleeping. You can send me updates, though. Let me know how he does.
I said, please hit notify anyway until you wake up. Because you deserve it.
You want him to notify me in my slumber?
Yeah, because you sounded a little stupid when you were like, is that the same person as Stanley?
I know now.
Good. And that's all we can ask. So if you know Destiny personally, please text her at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, dear God.
And then hit notify anyway so that she can still get the notification.
Well, hopefully if you're up that early watching Spencer Lee wrestle during the Olympics, I know now. You're eating some pizza.
Oh, my God. A cold piece of pizza at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And the Olympics.
That is just spells out college to me.
What could be better? Well, tonight's theme is pizza.
Yes.
We want to know what percentage of restaurants in the United States serve pizza.
Well, you could still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Daryl said 73%. That's like, what, 3/4 of all restaurants?
That's a lot.
It's a lot of pizza.
I don't know. You and I were talking like off the air and we're like, you got to think about all the restaurants, even like fast food, dude. Taco Bell is like taking up pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know if McDonald's has ever. Have they?
That's a good question. Not that I know of, but they can't remember. Should do that.
Oh my God, like a Big Mac
pizza. A Big Mac pizza. Oh my God. McDonald's. I'm calling Ronald right now.
What do you got? The man on speed dial?
Something you don't need to know about.
Dude, call Ronald and let me know if he says yes.
That sounds amazing.
I'll be over tonight. 0410 said 32%.
32? That's significantly lower.
Mm-hmm.
5629 is taken to there and they said 95%. That's almost all right. Okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Right.
Then Ronald really does need to be on top of it. Make a Big Mac.
Dude, Big Mac pizza? A little McNugget pizza?
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
What are we doing, McDonald's?
A McChicken pizza?
What about this? Hold on to yourself, okay?
I'm holding. I think you're going to knock me off my chair, but go on.
Snack wrap pizza. Can you imagine?
McRib.
Okay, see, you no.
Now I made it weird.
That's just not for me. I'll stick to Big Mac.
Quarter pounder.
Ooh, yes.
Quarter pounder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Ronald, call Taylor.
She's where to find me.
She's waiting. Anyways, what percentage of restaurants in the United States serve pizza? Not McDonald's, but everybody else.
That we're aware of at this point. We're trying to make it happen, though. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
The question tonight, what percentage of restaurants in the United States serve pizza? What is it? Oh, my God. I would have thought this number would be a lot higher, but it's only 17%.
Crazy.
Of restaurants serve pizzas in the United States. I mean, I'm looking it up.
it's really not a lot. Like, as of 2023, there were 73,333 pizza restaurants in the United States. But it is increasing. They say it's increasing about 1% every year.
Wow.
So we are going up.
Interesting.
So that number will change.
Okay, well, I hope that McDonald's hops on the train.
Have you called Ronald?
I haven't had the chance, but I will say 7249 texted us and said, hey, letting you know the McPizza, a.k.a. McDonald's pizza, was in the late 1980s.
Oh, we weren't born yet.
We weren't born, but thank God for Google, because I was like, I got to find out if this person is yanking my chain, okay? Is this real? It is.
Does it look good?
I haven't seen any pictures.
Okay.
Apparently, it was in the 80s, it was like a family-sized pizza, you know, that they would bring
it
out.
It was huge?
Yeah.
It wasn't just a personal pan?
Like a large
pizza.
Oh,
my God. Okay.
They'd bring it out to your table on a wire rack, but then, like, okay, you got to think about McDonald's. Normally, you're doing that on the go. So that didn't really work out. Then they shrunk it down to a personal size, and that was still, like, taking too long. So they've discontinued it, obviously. It's, like, around 2000. Except there's one location in Orlando, Florida that you can still get it at.
Shut up!
The McPizza.
There's one location that you can still get the McPizza.
In Orlando, Florida.
Shut up. Those girls, we will not be here tomorrow. Unfortunately, I am sorry. We will be booking a flight to Orlando. Can you see if Cedar Rapids Airport has a flight?
You know what? Yes.
We have got to go try a McPizza.
I'm going to Google that after this.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.